This is 7AD, Cricket Tasmania. The Tigers start their program shortly for men and women. Ali De Winter is the interim coach for the Tigers men's squad. Is that still the case? Are you still the interim coach, Ali? Or
yes, I am. I'm still going through the recruitment process for the new head coach. So I'll be leading the team along with Greg Shepherd and Wade Townsend into our campaign this year.
Right, so we're not too far away from a start. So your first game will be, that'll be Sheffield Shield.
Up to Queensland for the first game. So we play a Sheffield Shield game followed by a one-day game against Queensland, and then we move down to Adelaide for a one-off one-day game. And then beyond that, we're not quite sure what that looks like.
You were supposed to play some games up in Townsville, is that right?
Well, look, we were talking about Townsville. We were also planning to play Victoria and Alice Springs, which has now been taken off the table as well. So beyond those first three games, the fixture is still a pretty moving feast at the moment. So all we can do is play when we can and be ready to and nimble to move to where we need to.
Yeah, pretty hard to get your head around. And switching from red and white ball cricket, that was specifically planned for the season, or is it just the way that it's turned out?
Look, I think there's a move now to combine both the 50-over format and Sheffield Shield. Now that that big window's carved out for Big Bash cricket, I think it's important from Cricket Australia's point of view that they have a cross-section of domestic cricket. So I think this is going back to the old way they did several years ago, and there's quite some good feedback from particularly our playing group that some of them are more inclined to be one-day players, so there's certainly some cricket for them in that first part of the fixture.
All right. How's Blunston looking, by the way?
So the renovation's been done by the ground staff. The ground will be out of action as far as training for us goes until about the 10th of October, but we'll certainly be well on the road by then. So, yeah, that's 2 or 3 weeks away, but all that work's, that preparatory work's been done.
All right. Let's have a look at your squad. Most of the names in the squad people will be very familiar with, but let's talk about the new players. Brad Hope, all-rounder you got from WA. Radhakrishnan, you got from Sydney. So how are those new guys going?
They've settled into the group really, really well. We're thrilled with the progress that they've both made. They're both long-term projects for us, but they've both had fitted into the squad wonderfully well. They enjoy the lifestyle that Hobart offers, certainly for Radhakrishnan, who otherwise would have been in Sydney in lockdown. He's settled in beautifully. But, yeah, we're thrilled with the group overall. We've had a largely uninterrupted pre-season in our marquee that we've got down here. So we've been ready to play for a few weeks now, though.
Siddle's been training?
Certainly has been, yeah. He's been here most of the season. He came back from the UK, a short stint over there, and joined us directly. So he's been here right through our campaign in the winter time.
Right. Now, for those who don't follow Premier League cricket that closely, but follow the Tigers and the Hurricanes, I noticed in your squad Tim Ward. Tell us about him.
Tim came into the squad from New South Wales last year. He got his opportunity to open the batting for us in the Sheffield Shield towards the end of the summer and did a really, really good job. He forced his way into the team through weight of runs in Premier Cricket. I think he made 3 or 4 centuries and burst in. Did a wonderful job in that last Shield game of last season where we beat Western Australia comprehensively. He played a really great role for us. And he's had a fantastic preparation. His game's gone to another level, so we're expecting big things from Tim this year.
Yeah, and obviously you'll get in and outs from Payne and Meredith and McDermott, I would assume, for a start, and Wade. But you've got plenty of cover for those guys when they're in and out of the team?
We have. We'll have Matthew Wade for the first Sheffield Shield and the first one-day game in Brisbane. Tim Payne's just gone through some surgery and all the information we're getting back is that surgery and the operation went well. He'll be a number of weeks on the sideline recovering, but he'll certainly be ready for the test match summer. We hope that we don't see too much of McDermott and Meredith as they'll be playing for Australia, but we do have some good cover. We've got lots of young talent. Jake Doran's a really important player for us. Jordan Silk, of course, and we'll always have Siddle and Bird in our team, so we still retain that deep level of experience.
And we mentioned Tim Ward there, who our listeners may not be that familiar with, but also Charlie Wakeham, pretty good batter.
Charlie's been with us now for about 3 years. He hasn't had a lot of opportunity. I think he made a century on debut, not last year, but the year before. But just when we have everybody available, he's more on the fringe. But he, again, has had a really terrific preparation in the winter time, taking his game to another level. So should his opportunity come, I'm sure he'll do himself proud.
What do you think the team needs to do overall better than last season?
I think we lack consistency, mate, to be quite truthful. A good cricket was very, very good, particularly here at Blunston Arena. But we just failed, particularly in that first part of the year when with that bubble in South Australia where we played 4 Sheffield Shield matches and came away with no points. Mm. That really hurt us when we came to the back half of the season. Our back half was very, very good. We won 2 or 3 games at home and we beat Western Australia in the last game. So if we're as good as the last game we played, we'd be very happy to start that way this year.
Riley Meredith and Nathan Ellis, how good are those guys going?
Yeah, look, we're thrilled for Nathan in particular. He's a really good story. He came through our Premier Academy program down here in Hobart. He was relentless in his pursuit of his goals, and it's just wonderful to see him not only make the Australian team, but make an impact in his first game with that hat-trick, which was marvellous. Riley Meredith preparing really nicely for us as well, so he's certainly on that national radar and particularly in that T20 format. So we've got some really good stories in our group, and to start producing Australian cricketers again is one of the pillars of our program. We need to take advantage of when we do have those senior experienced players, because there will be times when our team will need to change for one reason or another. So these first couple of games early in the season, we need to capitalise on the good preparation we've had, because many of the other states are going to be underdone, so we just need to make sure that we get early points on the board.
Yeah. Just going off the Tigers for a second onto the national scene, do you reckon it's a chance that we may get an Ashes test at Hobart?
Oh, geez, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, man.
Look, I think the longer things go poorly from a COVID point of view in the two bigger states, the more likely we have an opportunity to get one down here. But, geez, it'd be an absolute wonderful opportunity for Blunston and all the supporters of Australian Test cricket to have them down here.
Yeah. Well, finally, so I know you can't name any people on the list for the coaching job, but when do you hope that that person would be able to start work?
Look, I certainly know that the those in the business that are running the process are not in a mad hurry to make the appointment. They want to be certain that they've got the right person, knowing that they've got some stability with myself, Greg Shippen and Wade Townsend taking care of the side. So I think they will take as long as they need to ensure that they get the right person for the future of Tasmanian cricket.
All right, well, thanks for catching up and having a yarn. Good luck.
Thanks so much, mate. Lovely to talk.